Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. For everybody else, any other potential customer you talk to who doesn't go down that route of either ordering online and signing up online or whatever they could do online relative to what you sell, or they aren't walking in or calling in with money in hand, knowing exactly what they want and just needing someone to process their paperwork or their enrollment, their credit card, their money, for everybody else, they are struggling with change. They are worried about change. They are afraid of the unknown, the danger that comes with change. And it's important for you to understand that. A lot of times people in sales see objections or see things they've got to, rebuttals they have to come up with, or even their sales process and how it's built. And I've just got to show this person how it makes sense. And then that's all it takes, right? It should make sense. It should be easy. It should, like, if I show you the features and benefits, if I give you enough facts and figures, then it should be okay. I don't know why this doesn't make sense and why you're not buying from me. The challenge is that you're not addressing the fundamental challenge that's within each of your prospects at the deepest level. And we're talking deep, deep level, might not even be aware of it, which is they are afraid of change because change equals death. The known equals survival. And again, I know I get this because I get this from audiences and groups and people I train and companies all the time that sounds super dramatic. You're just trying to sell what you're selling and you're talking to somebody and they've got some issues and some challenges, but it's not that dramatic. I hear that a lot, but it is. And again, it's either the prospect admits it and understands how dangerous this is and how much risk they're at and how much they are afraid of buying, or they don't. And it's all like subconscious. It's deeper than that. They don't know why they bring up these questions and objections. They don't know why they hesitate in buying. They don't fully grasp what triggers them, yet it's in there, right? It's in their head. It's in there somewhere deep. And that's literally what's doing it for them and limiting them, is that part of their brain that's still in survival mode and still wants the known, the safe, the comfort zone, and what they can expect, because that's what will keep them alive versus the rest. And so that's super important to understand. You've got to realize that your job, this is why I talked about the being a sales leader last week and pulling people along on your mission towards that vision for them, right? It's all about them, which I'm going to cover a lot in the upcoming sessions. It's all about them. It's got to be about them. It's the only way to be successful is to make it about them. And your job is to facilitate that change. Your job is to make them feel safe. And SAFE is an acronym I use, which is successful at fear elimination. Successful at fear elimination. That is your one job. You have this one job, which is to make them feel safe. Again, successful at fear elimination. When you can do that, if you can do that, you'll have a transaction. But once you do that, when you make them feel safe, when you help facilitate that safety, you will get them to see that change is okay, that it's going to be all right, that it's okay, right? And think about it, right? If you've ever gone to a new restaurant, somebody says, hey, let's go to this new restaurant. It's great. I went there last week. It was fun. It was fantastic. The food was great. The service was great. And you're like, I don't know. I've never been there. I've never had that type of food, right? There might be some hesitation. That other person's trying to help you feel that it's safe, right? That it's okay. They've gone ahead. They've scouted it. They came back alive. Everything is okay. And you should try it as well. And hopefully you have the same shared experience that they do. And of course, we've all had that where we've gone to a restaurant where somebody just raves about it and thinks it's amazing. And I know for myself, and I've been in those situations where I go with them. Okay, sounds good. Let's go try it. And I'm just like, this is not good. Like, we have different tastes. Like, this was not a good place and the service was not good, or whatever that might be. And, you know, but to get there, to go into the restaurant, to sit there even at all, it's about feeling safe. That's risk. And of course, I get it, right? Choosing a restaurant, going to a new restaurant, it seemed like a silly example. But for some people I know, they literally like to go to the same restaurants every time. They don't like to try something new. They're worried about something new. They don't like certain foods. They've never had a certain food, you know, maybe something that's not within their normal area where they live. And so they're not interested in trying it. Some other people, super adventurous, will try anything because they know there's really no risk. You're out some money. Hopefully you don't get sick. There's enough food safety rules, at least in the US, that you shouldn't get sick. And so why not try it? Why not risk change? Remember, as a sales leader, again, that's a leader of the transaction, of the conversation, your job is to help them feel safe. Your duty is to help them feel safe, successful at fear elimination. That's one of the main parts, right? So we're talking about buying something new equals change. Change is scary. Change could equal death. The known is safe. Now, I'm talking about the individual so far and what could put them at risk of, let's say, harm or death, where they choose something and they could die.